Hold on just a minute. You had to pause to swallow there. You know, Brenda Doobie's here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
She's a registered dietitian, United Family Stores, works in the corporate office. And, wow. First off, I want to say that my mom likes you coming here because she says, I know you're eating a good breakfast whenever they show up. Okay, Mom, this morning it's cherries and chocolate-covered cherries, blueberries, some chips, some healthy hot dogs. What do we got going on here for 4th of July? You can let it all hang out and still be healthy, right?
You can. So you don't usually hear the dietitian talking about hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But someone the other day asked me, what is the healthiest hot dog? And I said, well, the all-beef something something.
That'd be one in my mouth.
He said, really? People are going to eat this, so you may as well help them figure out the best one. So we brought some hot dogs this morning. These are the Applegate all-natural hot dogs. They are all meat, no preservatives, and, of course, a whole wheat bun to go with it.
Oh, I'm good.
And then you have to have chips or some kind of side. So I brought the Kettle brand. These are the baked barbecue chips. These are some of the best.
Okay, now don't be worried about making noise. Rustle around. Put one of those dogs on that bun. I want to sample it up.
All right. Okay, so you can try this. I got all this at the store. Of course, our sale ad comes out today with 4th of July goodies. So we had to do fruit, but I had to make it kind of fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're mentioned on the cherries.
No, I haven't seen the wheat. Now, I haven't paid attention, honestly, to the whole wheat bun, but I'm all about the wheat bun.
Okay, and this one is the kind of the, they call it the smooth and soft, so that's not so mm-hmm. grainy, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of people don't like about that. They like the soft texture of the white.
Okay, so this is actually a, what kind of bun? Is this a Sara Lee bun?
Mm-hmm, Sara Lee.
Okay, so I'm telling you, I'm giving you the personal endorsement on the hot dog. I'm signing off on this one, but how do you recognize this one in the store?
So it's just, it's with all the other hot dogs. It just says Applegate Naturals. The nice thing about this is it has half the calories and less than half the fat of most other hot dogs.
Well, it's not just tasty, but it's juicy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of hot dogs are just, I don't know, you look in it and it's just, it's good.
And it's not, you know, a lot of people assume it's going to be the turkey hot dog, which is okay.
It's all beef.
Yeah. You're going to want the beef.
Okay, I mean, now, the next thing people are wondering is what time did you get up to cook these?
Actually, probably most people would prefer them on the grill, but I didn't, you know, want to fire up the grill at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, why not?
So, actually warmed them in the microwave a little bit and finished them off in the toaster oven. It took maybe 7 minutes.
Yeah, I do that too. Cause I'm impatient when it's time to eat, cook, eat, boy, hungry kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Mom used to say, I'd hang on the refrigerator with my head on the door and just kick the door and say, cook, eat, boy, hungry. All right, so, what kind of chips we got here?
Are the barbecue chips, just because I thought that sounded like a good.
Now, are these like any particular kind of healthy? I mean, how healthy can a potato chip be?
Those are baked. So for 20 of those, there's only 3 grams of fat, which is less than, you get about 11 chips usually and about 12 grams of fat.
Hmm.
And those are made with real potatoes. That's why they're different. A lot of the other baked ones are kind of a pressed product and then baked.
Really?
These are, that's
kind of the difference
real.
Between plywood and particle board.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
This is a real chip.
There you go. I think they're really good tasting.
Okay.
Chips.
Now these are, actually outstanding. And they don't taste like they're not short on flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the Kettle brand real sliced potatoes. It's actually looks like, I don't know, man. Look, I don't like it's in a box of wood or something. That's what the bag's printed up like. Okay, got a platter of cherries here. This is a great idea.
This is okay. So cherries are on sale, and it looks so all American. So what I did is I took some plain cherries and then I dipped some of them in white chocolate, striped them on a plate, and then the corner I set some of the blueberries to kind of, you know, make it look like a flag and presentable and fun.
Okay, guys, here's the deal. If you're grilling out for the 4th, you want to impress your friends and your wife. I just noticed this. When she's saying she striped them on the plate, there are cherries, and then there are chocolate-covered cherries, white chocolate-covered cherries. And so the cherries are the dark stripes on the flag. The chocolate-covered cherries are or the white chocolate covered cherries are the white stripes on the flag. And then in the corner of this square plate is a square bowl of blueberries. And I just realized that this was a patriotic platter of cherries and blueberries arranged as an American flag. Mm-hmm. I was so enthused about diving into this that I failed to recognize the aesthetic.
So hopefully it's a fun and refreshing snack. And you can do this with another version would be to do it with watermelon and chunks of white cheese to have kind of a cheese and fruit platter. Or strawberries. you do white chocolate covered strawberries, and you'd mix it lots of different ways.
Nice. Okay, so what else you got in the ad? I know that I like to do grilled corn and other vegetables like asparagus and stuff like that. I see on your ad there you got like four for a dollar on the fresh ears of corn and stuff.
Yes, and the asparagus is $1.77. And asparagus, do you grill it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah, I like brushing it with real butter and putting it on a real hot grill and just searing it because I like mine very, very crunchy. That's just my personal thing.
Me too. Yeah. Of course, your watermelons are on sale because what's 4th of July without watermelon?
Actually, we bought a watermelon. We took my mom shopping the other day. We picked one of those up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Have you tried the yellow watermelons?
No, didn't do the yellow watermelon this time around. We liked that red seedless. We had one that we bought a couple of weeks ago, and it was so good we thought we'd repeat it.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to beat, but the yellows are good too. We've got peaches, avocados, tomatoes, and then, of course, lots of different meat. The skewers with beef or chicken already done for you, make it nice and easy. I mean, I like to have a party, but sometimes it can be a lot of work.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully these are fast, easy ideas.
Yeah. Hey, Brenda Doobie, thank you for coming in. Registered Dietitian, United Family Stores. Okay, the Applegate all natural hot dogs. Not only are they all natural, they taste good. And they're all beef too. Cause, you know, turkey sometimes, not that it's a bad deal, but, you know, it's just like, where's the beef? Check all this stuff out. Ad comes out for United Supermarkets today, celebrating 4th of July, America's birthday. Thanks for being here.
Yes, absolutely.
It's 7:16. Friday is the 4th, and of course, 4th on Broadway. We're going to be visiting with 4th on Broadway next right here.